Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tiny Cover Room. Yeah. I'm just here to remind y'all to stay safe. I have hand sanitizer up front. Be safe, be good to each other. I have a donation-based bar up front. I got mango White Claw, lemon White Claw. Those are the two types of White Claw. I got little LaCroix. I got pale ales, IPAs, stuff like that. But right now, put your hands together for Sean Wiggins and Real GTA!
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah. Olympic, beautiful. Let's give it up for Olympic Fever.
Olympic Fever.
What countries is everyone rooting for? Yeah, what country?
Wait, what?
Yeah, all of them.
Anya's rooting for Rockefeller Records, yeah. The ROC.
This feels like you four were sent to the principal's office or something.
I feel like we're
only
doing...
because we're higher up.
Yeah, only because of the stage.
Yeah, and because we're amplified, so we're louder.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. You could beat us just through your sheer spirit.
Yeah, look at these Vans. They match every single sock this guy has on. Those socks don't match.
Never does it match.
Wow.
Never don't match.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I learned. Oh, we already have a question from our fact checker,
Anya. Oh, good. A question or an answer, yes.
I'm Ralph, and this is Sean, by the way. This is Stoner Morning Show.
Yeah.
Can you make this observation?
Yes.
This is funny, but it's also weird. You guys are you're the closest together as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's just us, on the floor.
Yeah. You know what that's called? It's called range. Yeah. We're displaying range over here. That's, yeah.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal from the three-point line.
But you know
Bossed
what?
Up. Bossed
he,
up.
He can sell a product, though. My God, Shaquille O'Neal can sell a product.
Give it up for our house man, Peter.
Yeah. Peter K. The Way. Peter K. The Way is a beautiful Instagram handle.
Mm.
Don't you think? It has a rhythm to it. Peter K. The Way.
Yeah, it's very zen. It's very peaceful.
Very zen. It sounds like a soft rock DJ. Like, hey, this is Peter K. The Way.
Peter K. The Way.
Playing the softest of sounds.
A little Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you all.
I was watching curling at home today. The Olympics?
Yeah, I wonder. I feel like that's the only winter sport besides skating and skiing people know. Yeah,
oh,
because
yeah.
It's so weird. I'm sure there's other weird winter sports. That
sure.
Bocce ball? Is that a winter sport?
If you're wearing, oh yeah. If you're wearing skates, that's a yeah. I came up with a great sport that I would love to see. Downhill speed skating. Freeze the mountain and then put some people on skates.
Wow. Wow. That's a great one. That is really, because I wonder if in physics that's possible. Is that possible?
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
Wow. There it is.
Okay, all right.
A winter sport I'd like to see.
Yes.
Put on skates and then just try to go to Target and do your shopping. Yeah, regular ice skates.
Oh,
not
yeah,
roller
the nicest,
skates.
The nicest of skates.
Thank you for making that clear.
Wait, did you say nice skates or ice skates? Oh, ice skates.
Nice yeah. Ice skates.
Yeah, yeah.
Brand new. Nice right. Ice skates. You put them on and you go to Target and you just get your shopping done. And don't hurt, yes. They light up. You don't hurt anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your shopping done.
One thing I will say about the Olympics.
Yes.
Is that it costs a lot of money to win a medal. There's so much like training that goes into it, so much time. It's like it costs a lot of money to do it, you know?
Huh.
So I feel like they should level the playing field in a way where it's like if you get there, it's like they give you shoes that don't fit right or something.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, they give you something that you have to, like...
It levels you out.
Yeah.
Depending on how much money your team had to train.
Sure. Oh,
how good your shoes are. Who thinks right now, if they're honest, they could win... Maybe just at one event. Who thinks right now, if they're honest, they could win a gold medal at an Olympic event right now?
What event?
What event?
Basketball?
I respect it.
All right.
I could not. I would own a
Olympic medal.
Yeah,
if it's a team sport. Yeah, if it's a team sport, I could be the alternate. Does the alternate get medals?
Yeah, everybody gets a medal on the team.
Do they?
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I'm gonna say? Just because this guy over here just throws out basketball, I'm gonna say karate.
What?
Or boxing. And I want to fight above. I want to fight people above my weight class.
My God.
I'm gonna be a walk-on Olympic boxer and fight heavyweight. They are adding more sports. Yeah, yeah.
No.
I believe it. Well, like 80 years ago, it wasn't just sports. There was also cultural activities in the Olympics. Like, their painting used to be an Olympic.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
80 years ago?
Something like that. I think they just changed the rules to make it more reflective of, like, the ancient Greek, like, tradition of sports. But originally it was culture. Anya, do you want to look that up for us?
Our fact checker, Anya.
Yes. In ancient Greece, yeah. Marathon.
Fucking and sucking.
Marathon.
Running.
Whoa!
Where'd they hold those Olympics in Brooklyn? Yeah. Let me spit a hot 16 right now.
Yeah, from memory. What's great about that is Anya is the only one who remembered that fact.
Wow.
And nobody else here knew it or remembered it.
Yep.
And it blew all of our minds.
You just won the gold.
This man just gave his girlfriend a gold medal.
That's how you do. All right. I have some things here that I think I want to talk about. No, this is tweets that I saved.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes.
It was an overcast day outside today, right? It was gray outside like the whole day.
Yeah.
I would like to do a bit of interpretive movement.
Okay.
I would like to... And if anybody else wants to try it, they can.
Mm-hmm.
An overcast day gives me a lot of feelings.
Yes.
An overcast day in Brooklyn in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Puts a lot of feelings in my heart.
Sure.
This guy, I don't know what you said, but I felt like it resonated. Yeah.
We felt it.
I felt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very. It feels good to be understood.
That's right.
Thank you. I would like to. I'm gonna take some of my 5 months of dance training that I did.
Okay.
And I would like to use my body to express how it felt when I was outside in that overcast day.
I can clear the stage of these chairs temporarily.
They don't have to. Yeah, they don't have to go down.
No, it's
gonna be very quick. I don't have a whole routine.
All right. Give it up for Ralph Jean Pierre, interpretive dance.
From my heart, just the feelings I felt today when I stepped outside and the day was overcast and gray. The city was moving around me. The sky was bluish gray. It was chilly outside. This is the feelings I had. And then you can share your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's what I felt like inside. Please, give us your truth. I saw all four of those biggies shed a tear.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to tell you, so I actually slept till 4 p.m. today. So
oh, nice.
I felt what you did, and it made me feel like you felt me a little bit.
Good.
God bless you. We'll always love Big Papa.
This is a weird religion where we just talk about understanding each other.
That's it.
That's it, yeah.
Stoner.
No, it's not weird.
It needs to.
Yeah. No, it's true. I agree. Yes, last night.
In case you can't hear, this gentleman told us last night him and his friends from high school got together.
Yeah.
And they did something they've done before.
Guys night.
Oh, yeah.
Guys' night.
Guys' night, yeah. Hey, a brother is a guy. Yep.
Yeah. What's the center of guys' night? What's the centerpiece activity of guys' night?
Mental health. Oh, yeah.
What? Wow, bro. Yeah. I wasn't taking it seriously. Now I feel stupid. I love it. I love it. Do you have guys' nights around mental health with your buddies? Holy shit.
A fucking psycho.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah. Doctor, give it up. Give it up for Dr. Blank. Dr. Blank. Speaking of... Yeah, oh, maybe. Uh-oh. Sorry about that. We'll blank it out.
Yeah.
Speaking of feelings, you know what made me kind of angry the other day?
Talk about it.
I was putting lotion on me, and it felt so good.
Wow.
And I felt mad that I was somehow unable to put the lotion on the inside of my skin.
Oh, wow.
Because it feels so good on the outside. It might feel good on the inside, too, you know? Just to sort of... reach in and...
Who relates to that? Who relates to that feeling? Anybody?
Anya does.
Let me tell you something about me, and it may be obvious, although I have some on today.
Yeah.
This is anathema and sacrilege as a black man. I do not like lotions or Vaselines on my skin.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Sure. All right.
I don't like it. I'd rather be ashy. My skin feels like it's suffocating. I don't feel free. With lotion.
My ex would tell me she's very.
Yeah.
She's still alive. His ex is still alive. Nice, she's very light.
It's a nice thing to say about anybody.
Yeah. Especially about your ex. You're a big man to say that she's still alive. You're a big man for that.
Oh, wow. And I would just see like she'd be ashy like right here. And I'm just like, you're so light
when
you're ashy.
Yeah. The world confounds, Shizzle. The world confounds. Yeah.
Shizzle had a girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend who was light-skinned, and he would say, hey, you're ashy.
Yeah.
Going out ashy, put on some lotion. And she would say, what? What would she say? I'm sorry to tell you, Shizzle's probably maybe why you're not together anymore, but I gotta say, that's what you call a free spirit.
And I'd like to...
What's that? Just endurance of pain.
Oh, yeah, he puts up with the...
I just let it be dry. Just let it be dry.
I want to...
Why did you laugh like that?
I was inspired to say this about all of my ex-girlfriends. I don't just hope that they're alive. I hope that they're living.
Wow!
That's how good of an ex-boyfriend I am.
Eat, pray, love!
That's right. Gosh, we have a great show tonight.
We
have two guests.
Yep.
One who is in the front row.
Yep.
Who's coming up last.
Was not really a guest. He's just doing the show from. He's gonna do part of the show from here. He's always part of the show.
Yeah. He's live streaming the show now, and he's just like the camera's pointed to a corner in the room.
That's right.
No, there's one here. He's got it. There we go.
It's the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
pointing
fine. The right way, yeah.
It can... Oh.
Jesus!
That's all right.
That's the danger of pointing things out, because then people will try to adjust them. But it was... Yeah.
You ever, before we go to our first guest, hopefully, you ever are doing anything and you feel like you're in a good rhythm, things are going great, and then somebody that you're working with says, this is going great, and then you get in your head, you're like, fuck.
Oh, sure.
I gotta keep it going great.
Did you have an example? Graduation?
Wow.
The what? Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Did you have a bad experience or were you worried that you...
This
gentleman tripped? Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know
the aftermaths first.
Trip, gentlemen.
Did people near you make fun of you when you got back? Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. You're his brother. You were there. You were there?
You saw it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a story you guys still...
What was your more embarrassing graduation story?
Never in the extracurriculars, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
Wow, you were asked to speak at graduation?
Yeah.
You talked about the fights in the group?
You were talking in reality, yeah. I think I can top it.
Oh, go ahead.
More embarrassing graduation story. I showed up for my high school graduation and found out I was going to the wrong high school the whole time. They were like, we don't have your diploma. Everyone, yeah, I went through all the classes.
Shit. How long did it take you to get your right diploma back?
I mean... If that were a real story, I would have a real answer. But it was a made up funny story.
If you feel bad about tripping over the mic cord,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't be offended.
This is the show that if you're in the front row, you will get looked at.
You will get looked at and pointed at.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
No offense over
bad,
here. No offense over there.
You guys, this is really for these gentlemen. You're just witnessing this.
Yeah.
If you feel bad about tripping over my cord and your friends made fun of you, don't feel bad. That happened to my graduate. It didn't happen to me. I went through with no unscathed, no mistakes. But a guy tripped over the mic cord walking across stage getting his diploma. They took the diploma. He didn't graduate.
Oh.
He didn't get to graduate. They sent him back to the ninth grade.
Hey, that's all right.
All right.
He looked so embarrassed at that story. Okay.
All right.
We should bring up. We can bring up a guest now, right?
Let's do it. Let's bring up our first guest.
This is a. How would you describe him? A friend, a clown, an artist, an activist, a filmmaker.
All those things. Is doing videos about. Landlords and rent for the New York Times.
Yeah.
One of my oldest friends in New York. One of the funniest guys I know.
Give it up for Jeff Seale, everybody.
You better make us laugh.
Yeah.
You can use this mic, Jeff.
Do you have enough slack?
Let's see. I've got enough slack.
There we go.
Good.
All right.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Before we start, I just want to make sure. Are you guys over here getting enough love on this side?
Yeah.
We do love you guys over here.
Okay, yeah, we do.
Xavier's in the back, but I feel like he's more like security. I'm not worried about him. I feel like he's keeping us safe.
That's right.
Thank you. All right.
tell us something.
Hello. Great. How's it going?
Yeah. You have to have a lot of embarrassing stories.
I have so many embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
I feel like before I got into learning about clowns, I didn't know really what a clown was in the modern world.
Okay.
Is that confusing for people when you tell them that you...
To be honest, I usually just tell people I'm a comedian and I do comedy because I don't feel like I don't want to answer all the same stupid fucking questions. Be like, okay. No, I'm not a birthday party clown. No, I don't. I'm not in Cirque du Soleil. No, this, no, that. Yeah, most people just have so many preconceptions of it that if I can avoid that conversation, I will. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's changing a little bit now. I mean, like with clowning, it's getting a little bit more like that article, the New York Times ones.
Yeah.
New York Times within, but it's still within a smaller thing. But yeah, in general, I just try to avoid it.
Should we?
Yes.
Should we have not brought up clowns?
Yeah, frankly, I'm a little pissed off. Right. You guys brought it up.
Sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
I know that there's a lot of occupations that when somebody, let's say you're a mortician or you're a doctor or you're a cab driver, somebody with like an interesting, like not everyday occupation.
Right.
I think those people will be annoyed because there's stupid questions that they're asked all the time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I try to warn the person when I find out they have one of those jobs, I'm going to ask you stupid questions.
Yeah. Mm, that's good.
Yeah.
This is going to be horrible for you.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
You should say that even before you find out anything about the person.
Yes.
Yeah, just feel like, I don't know what you do.
I feel like that's a good icebreaker.
Stupid fucking questions no matter what.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions.
That's a good icebreaker, yeah.
I have a lot of them questions. All of them are obvious.
Yeah.
And all of them will annoy you.
Yeah. Look, you gotta ask questions in order to learn things. You know what I'm saying? You can't be embarrassed to ask questions.
Not according to my dad, but I understand. Yes.
Really?
Another question.
She had a question.
Psychologist.
Anya raised her hand for this guy over here.
And make sure it's a question and not a fucking comment. Because most people, you know what I'm saying?
Have comments.
Yes. I was going to say, where's the question?
There's a preamble.
The question.
That's fair.
Yes.
I'm going to do the movement again.
Yes. Tell them what the clown is. Ralph, that's the clown. That's all you need to know.
That's it.
Yeah.
Next time someone asks me what is a clown, I'm going to send them a clip of that.
I'll be right there.
I've never studied clown, but I'll answer your question.
Do it.
I think it is the ability to laugh at oneself so that others may laugh at you so that they also may laugh at themselves.
How's that?
Yeah, that's part of it for sure.
That's great.
I think so. A clown. Look, here's the thing. The other thing about clown, the other reason why I avoid it is because, in all honesty, I never know where to start with it. It's like a 12-sided die that I don't know. There's a million things you could sort of talk about it, and then I'm afraid I'm going to bore everyone. But there's so many. But yes. Long story short, that is.
I know how you feel.
Yes.
Usually, when I feel that feeling, is when I get a rotisserie chicken from Sam's Club.
Exactly.
I don't know where to start with the chicken.
The chicken, the leg.
I'm all over.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, you also do a lot of video production work. You recently did a mini documentary about unsavory landlords in New York.
Yeah.
Crooked. What was the feedback of that?
The worst landlord. Well,
yeah.
There's two of them.
The most. Yeah. What was the feedback on that one? People liked it. I mean, it was three. Like 20 to 30 minute videos on YouTube. So it's like the people who watched it, the ones who actually watched it really like it.
Yeah.
It definitely got good feedback. And
you,
so
you interview some bad landlords.
We try to interview landlords, yeah. But none of them, for the most part, yeah. avoid being interviewed.
Yeah. Because they know. Because they know.
They know.
So you mostly interviewed a lot of tenants.
Interviewed a lot of tenants, a lot of tenant, you know, advocates, housing experts. We interviewed Tish James, because she was the public advocate at the time.
Mm-hmm. Tish James.
Yeah. The attorney general. Anyways.
Sounds like a rapper's name, but go ahead.
Yeah,
Tish
it
James.
Could be. It could be TJ. Yeah. And then we interviewed one landlord. But yeah, people liked it.
Right.
Yeah. Landlords did not like it.
Yeah.
Feedback was good, I guess.
Right. What is your ratio when you make? If you guys haven't seen it, it's a really cool video. It's funny and it's fun, and it shows about like how fucked up a lot of the landlords in the city can be. How they try to push people out of houses and all. But it's also really like it moves along, and it's what do you most concerned with when you're putting these together? Are you concerned with information, or will you let information drop to get jokes in?
Well, that's the challenge of the videos, because yeah, they're comedies. We want to make them funny and entertaining, so it's like, you know, giving people the vegetables, like the about like housing law and things that might not be super entertaining. But so yeah, that's the balance of like finding comedy, and then also, you know, you're telling people's stories. They let you into their home and they're showing you, you know, the problems they have in their apartment, and it's like, so you want to like show their stories with respect. You know what I'm saying? So it's the balance of finding the humor and getting the information and being respectful of the people who are letting you share their story. So, yeah, you try to integrate the two, basically. That's the challenge.
I think I have a solution that at least works for me.
Yes.
Because you made the analogy of, like, you want to give – it's a meal, and you want to give people the vegetables, which is the information.
Yeah.
Anya, if I eat a meal, what am I going to eat first? Which is
– yeah.
The vegetables. I eat the vegetables first because I don't like them.
Right.
So
But in a YouTube video, sorry, I don't know why my voice just cracked.
Yes.
But in a YouTube video, you need to pull in the viewer. So you don't. I would say you wouldn't want to give them the vegetables first.
Shit.
You want to give them the cake or the dessert first. Yeah, it's more like you put a pill. It's like it's like putting medicine in the dog food.
It's like a rhubarb pie.
A rhubarb pie.
Is that vegetables?
Is that a vegetable?
Yep. We're going to try that.
Yeah, Anya, are rhubarb is vegetables? Okay, all right, good.
We're going to bake a cake, and then we're going to put spinach inside it.
Yeah. It's a different, I mean... It's not a perfect metaphor, but it's a metaphor. No. Well, another metaphor, I think, is like what I say, is putting medicine into the dog food so they don't even know they're eating the medicine.
Yeah.
You hear that, Masha?
You hear that, Masha? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Questions from the audience or comments?
Yeah.
Do you have questions or comments? Is it what?
Is it real?
Isn't real?
It's not a real vegetable? Oh, really?
Oh, it's man-made.
I've been putting it in all my smoothies.
I eat it regularly.
I like spinach.
I don't know.
Cauliflower? Oh, maybe it's genetically modified, so they...
It's not something you find
naturally. Okay, yeah, I probably with cauliflower.
Anya.
The modern version of chefs, the modern version is genetically modified.
It's like corn. Right, but every single vegetable. Corn was grown, so the first corn had one little kernel on it, right? And then so they put a kernel, they took a corn with two kernels and bred that with another corn that had three until we have the modern corn. You're the chef. I could be wrong. I'm just a clown.
Where were you when we were talking about dessert before?
Wait a minute. You're telling me that spinach and cauliflower are wrong? And they've been wrong this whole
time? Then I don't want to be right, Sean.
Yeah.
I don't want to be right.
They taste good.
All right. right.
Somebody come in here with a cauliflower and spinach that is really cake. That is what I want. Cauliflower and spinach is really cake. Go ahead. The Sailor Man?
Oh, right.
Look what you've done. Shizzle's got one, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do some clown shit? Wow.
What could I do?
Show's over. That's
but
the
it's
finale.
Also, yeah.
Listen, Shizzle, that is a fair question.
It is.
And it's also a beautiful question.
It is.
Yes.
But somehow it's...
That's also like, that's like when a comedian, someone says like, oh, you're a comedian. You're like, tell me a joke.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do that could be funny.
Yeah. It's so fantastic because that's such a fair question from a person who maybe is like, I don't know what clown is. Can you do some clown? But it's also always going to be met with, can you do some clown shit?
Yeah.
Right.
Because from the other side, it's like, I can't just do it.
I bet you could do some clown shit.
Clown shit?
Do you want to think about it and then come back to us?
This is, what's that? Yeah.
Maybe you can close with some clown shit.
I could do, whenever someone asks me to tell a joke or to do something, my go-to thing is, it's more mime than clown.
Okay.
But I can do my impression of Robert De Niro ice skating.
Oh yeah. Man, let's do it. Let's do it.
I don't know if it's specifically clown. So dumb.
Yeah.
This is more mime than clown. This is Robert De Niro ice skating. That's basically
perfect. I see.
It's kind of mime.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get a score from Xavier on that.
A score?
He's nice.
A five.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything you want to leave us with?
Anya's got it. What is Anya's question?
Yeah. Okay. Does this happen to you where you meet somebody in life, like?
Yes.
And then, for some reason, this person is never going to clown, and you have no way of explaining them, and they will be the best clown that ever lived.
Yes. My uncle was like that. My uncle was hilarious, and my dad to a certain extent, but it's completely unintentional. And that is the thing about clowning is like, it's like just finding humor and being yourself or whatever. But like sometimes you'll be in a class, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like the same thing in an improv class. There's always like that one crazy person, you know what I'm saying? But like in clown classes, like sometimes there's a person who literally doesn't understand the exercise and keeps fucking it up, and that's the funniest person in the class. But the challenge is, how do you get that person to do that on stage like 6 days a week, twice on Saturdays? That's hard to do.
Yeah.
But
practice.
Yeah. That's
why we're broke.
Look, I'm telling you, that's part of clowning. This is the whole training of it or whatever is like to figure out how you're funny but making it seem natural.
It's like me wanting to put lotion on the inside of my skin. It would probably be harmful for me, but I think it would feel good.
Yes. Yeah. That's a perfect analogy.
Good. Yeah.
All right. Hey, good. Tell people, Jeff, how to find your two videos about the worst landlords.
Just my website's jeffoseal.com or youtube.com/JeffSeal.
Okay, youtube.com/JeffSeal or jeffoseal.com.
Yeah.
Check out those videos. They're really funny and they're really cool. All right.
Cool.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. For Jeff, y'all.
Right.
Um, I want on my tombstone, I want it to be written, can you do some clown shit?
Yeah.
I want that on my tombstone.
I might ask that.
Because that's the purest thing I've ever
heard. The way that you tell people when you meet them that you might ask them a stupid question, I might ask meet somebody and be like, show me some real clown shit.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
All right, I only have one more thing that I wanted to talk about.
Let's do it.
And then we can have Shizzle up on stage.
We need it.
I mean, but you might have something as well. But this is the one thing I want to talk about, and it's over the weekend. I came across this Instagram video of a man paragliding while riding a dog. There was a dog strapped to his legs, and he was paragliding.
What is paragliding? Paint the picture for me.
It's just like it's like a parachute that you can kind of control with your arms, and it's just sort of like you can swoop around.
So this guy was in the sky?
In the sky, with a dog strapped between his legs, so it appeared as he was riding the dog on a parachute flying through the air, and the dog looked so blissful.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Full disclosure, I saw this video.
Yes.
I saw it, but I just wanted to paint the picture in your mind, because it really was beautiful.
I can't stop thinking about it. Because it's weird that he's riding the dog.
Yeah?
I mean,
why
is he riding the dog while a parachute is riding the... I mean, I don't know. Why is the dog not strapped to his back or something? It just... When they land, the dog's legs would land first, it seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be very troublesome.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. But the dog looked like it was having fun.
I'm going to tell you, you sent me that clip. I've seen that clip. That clip is actually 40 years old.
All right.
And what a lot of people don't know, this is a piece of actually hip-hop trivia.
Mm.
That's what Biggie was thinking about when he took that picture.
Oh.
He was thinking about the guy riding that dog.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Exactly. That's what he was thinking. How?
Yeah.
How?
Do we have anything else? And then
I don't think so. Do you understand any more about clown, Dr. Blank?
Yeah, a little bit.
We're gonna
not
by the end. It will read. Will increase.
Can you? Yes. Sure. Heard of it with the
American
alien?
Dad? Yeah.
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 Drums.
Whiplash. Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah. What?
Funny.
That sounds really funny. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to how it is.
That's how it felt.
That's
we did learn more.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We have
another guest.
Some music.
Not even a guest.
Up.
We have just a part of the show that's going to manifest here on the stage.
He did bring in food when he arrived that smelled incredible.
Yep.
Do you remember that? It was good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Shizzle.
Yeah.
I think it was like a herald of what's to come. So let's do it. Can we, are you set up already? Set up and ready to go? Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get Shizzle on stage.
Yeah, give your hands up. Give it up for Shizzle.
How's everybody doing tonight? So, for those that don't know, my name is Shizzle. I go by Shizzle Fashion on my social media. You can find me. That's SHIZZAL Fashion, like normally fashion. So I got two tunes I'm gonna play for you. The first one, I give you a little segue into it before we play it, right? You ever had liked someone that they didn't know that you liked them before? Right? And you're like, I'm the better choice, but you never like look at me. So, and this song is called The Baby, right?
This is my moment of clarity right here.
Facts. Yeah. Remember what I just said. She was my baby, no matter what. You'll understand. You're my baby, man. She never had a clue, though.
I love a brown skin tone. Long silky hair, you mistake the color. Tell me, have you seen her? 'Cause I've been looking for her. Yeah, when we all alone, the constant phone calls, but you chillin' with this other nigga.
Really?
If it was me, would it matter to you? So I'm searching through my phone looking for other women, trying to play hard. Like you never meant nothing to me. Then, you're my baby. Yeah. And if it don't help much, 'cause I'm running out of touch with everything. I swear if you don't answer this, I'ma keep on writing.
Feeling cowardice because
I keep on writing. 'Cause you're my baby. I don't know what else to do, so I laugh it off.
I laugh it off.
Sarcastic comments, hiding the pain that I'm in.
My delusional thoughts seem promise,
and to the picture of switch. And
when I realize who I am. Nothing to you.
Yeah.
I don't mean nothing to you.
Denying the truth, though.
Yeah.
Denying the truth, but you don't hear me, though. Even in stereo or up close in your face, you acting trivial. So this round of applause for the bitch in you. I'm not strolling down this path. I ain't seen the truth. I just seen the you and the opportunity to climb. Both you and you.
Sorry, you had to climb.
You my baby.
My baby.
Yeah. So with one eye closed and both nostrils open, I'll be telling you, but you just seem focused. So I gotta let it go.
I gotta let it go.
Pinocchio nose growing when he lying.
Yeah, I'm lying because you're my baby.
Yeah, you're my. See, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't feeling you.
Would you make a brother feel minimal?
Spending cash on that ass
and dinner too.
We was hot, then you switched it to a winter tour.
You're my baby. You're my baby still.
And I'm getting sick of you.
Shit, sick of you though.
Around the world, I'm trying to visit you. See my lady like a car.
She got a missing roof.
With two kids, so I guess she cool. But I give it all up to
do your daddy war bus, 'cause you're my baby.
Yeah. So I'ma do what I do best. Why try to fit in these shoes like I'm shoeless?
I got a whole fucking room full of shoes, kid.
I did it for me,
baby. You ain't do shit but be beautiful.
Beautiful was a shoe, 'cause you're my baby.
You're my baby. Let's go. Thank you. I got one more track for you. The next track is kind of amp. You gotta get it. It's gonna, you know, I would suggest that you get amp with me because I get amp. I know we can't jump
it's
on the stage,
right here,
but
yeah.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Go to Hanwha. You're my baby.
Cali, and this is it.
Huh? What? We gon' turn the fuck up. Oh, this shit lit. Oh, what's my name? I can't take shit out the frame. Yeah, fuck what you say. Huh? What? We gon' turn the fuck up. Oh, this shit lit. Oh, what's my name? I can't take shit out the frame. Oh yeah, fuck what you saying. Cause you got strung by a beat once, don't make you immune to bee stings. I'm from Brooklyn, baby. Can't you see how I vince styles without being in vince styles? Only built for Cuban links. I was in Cali on Figueroa, hoping all my goals link. Hit him with the dab, couple hundred stacks. Okay, all my niggas lit. Okay, just might fuck up the mood. I mean, I'm sorry we did. She said it's gold in her womb. So I go and I dig. Reach to a rib, look in her face and we kiss. She won't settle for shit, except for this dick there. Post up a pic. You jelly and shit. Leaving it tall, rude to it all. I'm winging it. Keep my name out your business, bitch. I feel good and I look good in the best place right now. And I'm high, and I'm never, ever, 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 ever coming down. Saying left, left, right, like we in the service. Pulling out bitches on purchase. I do for this shit, I earned it. I do what I want, I'm permanent. I fuck up the venue, no same shit. How I respond to a compliment. Poppin' rosé, just spill the shit. Oh, he got Henny with the peanut colada, okay. We gonna miss the shit. Palm trees on some different shit. Calm breeze, smoking different brand. Back home with Pat and niggas. Had to go to Cali, had to share the vision. Cooking up on the flight, thinking which weed I'ma buy. Getting high, take it to God. Taking it home, finding wigs in this piece of New York. Just smoke, whoa, whoa, nigga, smoke, patch of the dough. It's up in the nose, giving it up. Just so you know, the city I live in is probably killing the pimps and hoes. And honey is, it keeps you afloat. Standing out in the cool, just for the dough. For the city I live in. Flow B, they know it's like we all in Aspen, and we going on a low ski ride. Tell them to stop right now. It's my time to see the light on me. I shine. Tell them to get behind. It's my time. Watch me glow, right? Black, black, black. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give it up for Peter, Peter K over here.
All right. First question.
Yes.
It's a yes or no one. Does your music, Shizzle, come from outer space?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what we thought.
Yes.
Yes, it does. It definitely comes from outer space.
I feel like
that comes through.
If your music had come out 20 years earlier, Tom Hanks would still be alive.
Tom Hanks is dead?
That's what he said. Yep. That's what Ralph said. Yeah.
I love that question, Sean, because that's what it felt like. It was like, wow, I'm being beamed up to someplace. What do you where do you start from in terms of writing a song and in terms of recording a song? What is the first thing you need to have in place in order to get to where you're trying to get to artistically?
Well, for me, I'm going to speak from my own perspective. It's not necessarily any specific order. You see, like, how people's playing in the background, right?
Yeah.
For an artist who's an artist, right? When you hear the tones, it automatically moves. So if I would say something, I would say a melody. Sometimes it don't always come with the melody first. Sometimes it comes with the thought. You know what I'm saying? If I perfectly answered it. Right.
Do you get when you find inspiration, Sean, are you moved automatically?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. and also from outer space, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not an artist.
No.
I have to program my inspiration and schedule it. Like tweets.
We're all operating on different
free
schedules.
Free spirited, right? Yeah. You have to be free spirited, right?
You know what? I'm not like your ex-girlfriend. She was a free spirit. I have trouble. How are you able to stay so free, Shizzle? Have you always been free? You guys know him. Has he always been free? Oh, you just met him?
Yeah.
Since you've met him, has this guy ever been not free? Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a vibe.
For the people that came with Chisel and know him, has he said anything over the past few months that has, like, stayed with you? Like, some sentence or some sort of, like, nugget of wisdom. What's that? Shizzle? Wow. Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right, that's good.
I just want to say, when you asked that question, Sean, this gentleman, he closed his eyes and took a deep breath. So that's how we know.
Yeah. Did you think of an answer?
It's real.
I mean, that's a hard question. Like, what's one thing you remember that one person said?
He's the one that answered. He said shizzle.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it came from. That's where it came from.
We got a one-word answer, and then we got just a deep inhale.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. Yes, you can. It is. Excellent freestyle.
What? You didn't write that? You didn't write it before? You freestyled that?
He freestyled part of it, I think.
Oh, got it.
A portion. Yeah. Words are... Yeah. I saw WandaVision. Yeah. You get taken away. Yeah.
Just to reiterate. This gentleman just said that Chisel speaks in spells.
Yep.
And it puts you in the present moment. You can feel the words when he's saying them. It brings you to a moment where you're not necessarily concerned about everything that's going outside. You're just in that present moment.
Yeah. You're absorbing everything.
Chisel, here's the question I have for you. The answer doesn't have to be yes. You turn me down right now if this isn't work for you. Will you name your next album Do Some Clown Shit?
No. Okay.
I respect you.
Yeah.
Maybe
a song title.
Yeah. Maybe it's a song.
Maybe a lyric.
I could definitely do a song.
I'd be honored.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be debuted on this stage.
Steph, you gonna be a part of the visuals?
Oh. Oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And when the video is done, I want to be sent a link of that video so I can watch it.
Yeah.
Why don't we go
part of some clown
we
shit.
We can, all right. Yeah,
let's
we can
some
be
clown
part,
shit.
Yeah, we can be a part of some clown shit, yeah.
I want to play harmonica on the song.
Ooh.
I have to learn how to play harmonica.
That's the intro. Yeah. That's the intro.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the intro.
If I get it done in time, I'm going to play on it.
Yeah. That's the intro.
You can teach yourself harmonica, yeah. I believe it, yeah.
All yeah. right.
Good. Is there any questions you have for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some questions.
Oh, okay.
You ever watched Devil's Advocate before?
The Devil's Advocate.
Right, right. You ever
hey, no spoilers. That was a joke. I have not seen that movie, no.
I haven't either.
I know what it's about.
And I'm a huge fan of both guys, Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino, but I've never seen it.
It's a... Keanu Reeves is
Dr.
a new
Blank
lawyer
gave it a thumbs up.
That works for a devil lawyer. Yeah, that's what the movie is. What about it?
You haven't seen
I
don't know if anybody else ever saw it.
I know that there's one scene in the movie where Al Pacino goes, do you want the red pill or the blue pill? Hoo-ah!
All right. So this is what we're doing. For those that saw The Devil's Advocate, right?
Yes.
It's a lot going on in the movie. I'm just going to ask, I've only seen like two hands. Can I ask them?
Yeah.
What did you get from watching The Devil's Advocate?
Trying to do your best. Yeah. Trying to
do
your
best. Is this movie about fifth grade for me? What's going on?
Trying to do your... Get it, Sean.
Jeff? What stood out? Like, what was your take from it? Like, what did you, you know, what stood out to you?
Thumbs up. What did you get out of it? Is that where you were going or no?
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. So, right. I like what you said. I like what Dr. Blank said. I like what you said as well.
Yeah.
I learned that if you take 4 shots of tequila.
Yes.
That you would hit the dance floor and bite someone's ass.
And bite someone's ass? Oh, wow.
Let's give a hand for that.
Yeah, give it. Amen.
Rest in peace, B.I.G.
Yeah. This is, give it up for shizzle.fashion.
Shizzle.fashion.
Do you have any Instagram?
Yeah.
Peter K. The Way.
Peter Way.
Yeah. Okay, The Way.
Jeff Seal. Ralph G. Pierre.
JeffOSeal.com.
God love
you. Is not my son.
We're a freestyle to take us out, Shizzle.
He said he wanted freestyle to take him out. What's that all about? On a paper route, but not the mailman. We was talking about spinach, Popeye, the sailor man. All the things he was eating. It was better than being vegan. It was to make you strong, make you
feel like you was on top of the Empire Building, that you was King Kong. Sometimes I have thoughts. Sometimes it's not as vivid as I expect it to be. But it's okay, because it was accepted by me. I would normally rap, but I'm gonna take the time and just share my thoughts. Sometimes when we speak, we run so fast. Sometimes we feel lost. And when we feel lost, it feels like I'm a latch here. Shit, I don't even got bus fare. But somehow still, I got this good marijuana and it makes me feel alright. Can I get an alright? Alright. Marijuana made me feel alright. So, before we go, you can find us the same back channel and the same back time, same back show. 8:30 on a Monday. Stoner's Morning Show. I'm sure I'll be somewhere in the audience though. I'm sure I got an audio flow. Then I start speaking Spanish. And then I say adios. Gracias. Amigos. Thank you. Look at yourself. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you was here with us on the Stoner's Morning Show. Give it up for yourself. Thank you.